This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 8th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny, perfect for being outdoors. In Jerusalem, temperatures are pleasant. Tel Aviv feels a bit warmer with a gentle breeze from the coast. Haifa is enjoying a clear sky, making it a beautiful day up north. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran's military says attacks on Israel will cease if the IDF does not strike southern Lebanon, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also, Iran threatens additional crushing strikes if Israel keeps fighting Hezbollah, reports JNS in the past hour. Also this hour, Iran alleges Israel used air-launched ballistic missiles in an overnight attack, as reported by Ynet, just in. Separately, earlier today, Trump called on Israel and Iran to immediately stop shooting, as the ceasefire phrase, Axios reports. And finally, Netanyahu's response to Trump's request remains defiant. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli tech influencer, posted just minutes ago about a video showing a missile in Samaria, noting its enormous size and the audacity of those standing close by. Avi Meyer, a senior advisor, wrote just now that a senior Israeli official says Israel is halting its military response to Iranian missile fire at President Trump's request, according to Ynet. Jonathan Shanzer, a Middle East analyst, tweeted just now that the escalation questions whether Israel can respond to Hezbollah attacks, with Iran linking Lebanon to Trump ceasefire talks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the statement from Iran's military, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran demands a halt to Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. This follows their own attacks, which they justify as a response to Israeli actions. The implication is a precarious balance. Any continued escalation affects regional stability. Turning to Iran's threat of further strikes, JNS highlights Tehran's warning of crushing retaliation if hostilities continue. They also mention Iran's nod to Trump, signaling a complex diplomatic stance. This heightens tensions, particularly concerning Hezbollah's involvement. Meanwhile, Ynet reports Iran's allegation about Israel's use of advanced ballistic missiles. Tehran claims these were launched from aircraft, a sophisticated capability. This assertion, if confirmed, underscores the conflict's technological dimension, raising stakes for military engagement. Separately, Axios covers Trump's call for an immediate ceasefire. Despite this, Netanyahu remains defiant, prioritizing Israel's security interests. The leadership's stance could influence international diplomatic efforts as global powers weigh in on the conflict. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports a chef at Yochananov was confronted with a kosher supervisor required to prove his Jewish identity and consequently fired. This highlights ongoing tensions in workplace regulations and cultural sensitivities. Separately, CTEC reports Point 5 has raised $60 million in a Series B funding round. The investment aims to address the ballooning costs of AI infrastructure, a pressing issue as technology evolves rapidly. And finally, according to Globes, Israel and Iran have exchanged military blows overnight. Both sides have launched significant strikes, escalating the conflict further. This ongoing tension has broader implications for regional markets and potential economic disruptions. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.